We've had some conversations administratively about this whole TikTok trend and how best to proceed with it, and even talked about policies and procedures. One of the things we've talked about is our existing policies cover all of the items that is in this TikTok trend, starting with the vandalism, with the potential assault, and some of the other items that they've listed for future months. We have policies in place to deal with each of those situations. You know, each situation might be a little bit different depending on the circumstances, the age of the student, all of those types of things. But we do have things in place to ensure that school property is handled appropriately, that there is no vandalism, destruction, anything like that. And then, of course, something like assault on a staff member would be even a greater concern to us, and something that we really just would not tolerate at all. So that would be something that would certainly have more severe consequences. And we certainly hope our students know that and understand that, and that they choose not to participate in this activity.